This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I got to teach you guys a new term. This is going to probably be the term of the year called deepfakes. D-E-E-P-F-A-K-E-S. Deepfakes. Let's talk about what this is. It's apparently, there are videos out there where there's technology that can change what they say to make it look like they said something. Now, we've been watching these funny videos. What are those videos where they're really funny? They're called bad lip sync videos, you know, where they'll take a political debate and then they will insert what they're saying, which is wrong, you know, but they could very easily change the audio track. I mean, they're not using a sophisticated form to show that they're faking it, but they really can. They can mess with the audio. They can even mess with the video. So they say, according to CBS News, new technology on the internet lets anyone make videos of real people appearing to say things they've never said. And Republicans and Democrats predict this high-tech way of putting words in someone's mouth will be the latest weapon of disinformation wars against the U.S. and other Western democracies. And again, it's not so much the lip-syncing. This is technology that uses facial mapping and artificial intelligence to produce these videos that look so damn genuine that it's hard to spot. Lawmakers and intelligence officials worry that these bogus videos, which are called deep fakes, could be used to threaten national security or interfere in elections. Now, we've seen this in movies where Ronald Reagan's voice was hijacked or Obama's video was hijacked. And, you know, and you're like, well, you know, how do they do this in a movie? We're like, well, it's in a movie. And maybe they did hire Obama or, you know, they had somebody, you know, say the audio. No, they can alter it. There's so many things they could do now. According to Henry Farrah, a digital forensics expert at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, says, I expect that here in the U.S., we will start to see this content in the upcoming midterms and national election 2 years from now. The technology, of course, knows no borders, so I expect the impact to ripple around the globe. They say an average person can create a realistic fake video of the president saying anything they want. We have entered a new world where it is going to be difficult to know how to believe what we see. People may dismiss as fake, genuine footage. And what if it really is real? So, we already know that things are cut and pasted, and journalism knows how to highlight one particular thing. You know, I told you one of my patients was in San Francisco during the great San Francisco fire that they had a few years ago. And he said, Dr. Wax, that was like one building. And the video kept showing that one building, but at different angles. And I'm like, well, it looked like there was a whole bunch of buildings. And, I don't really remember much. I got to look up exactly to give you guys the dates and how it was actually presented in the media. But, you know, to have a resident of San Francisco go, you know, what was the media doing? That was stupid. It was like the same building, different angles. You know, well, look at what happened with the immigrants, showing people in cages, et cetera. And then the picture actually wasn't from the Trump administration, but it was from years ago during the Obama administration. So we already know there's a lot of manipulation of what we see, whether it's pictures, whether it's videos. But I do have a problem with us seeing a picture. Can we believe it? Can we trust it? So there's a photo of, you know, Hillary Clinton walking around with some sort of a back brace. And it's kind of odd looking. I've seen back braces. I've seen oxygen tanks. I don't think it's a bulletproof vest. Some people claim it's that. And some people, they just really don't care, you know, what she's wearing under her, you know, suits. I'm more of that as well. But as a doctor, I am kind of concerned about people's medical issues. I'm fascinated by them. And, you know, I'm hoping that everybody gets proper care and they aren't, you know, improperly treated, because, you know, sometimes there are some people out there that will treat celebrities and politicians differently and not necessarily properly, like Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson. So I am fascinated by it, and I will insert my two cents. But I'm looking at a picture of this, and I want to trust it. And, you know, when people say, okay, well, here's a picture, like, okay, I could believe it then. There's the proof. You know? Now we're being told, don't even trust the pictures. Don't even trust the videos. And so what is society going to be like in this new world of distrust? You know, how do we move forward getting our news? I've actually had some issues. I like watching Fox News. And Fox News lately is doing like these panels, these 18 panels. And so I turn on the news, and I only have 20 minutes. And I'm not getting bulleted news. I'm hearing the panel talk about one story. And if anybody from Fox News is listening, look, I'm a big fan of you guys, but I, you know, give us the news and these panels during prime time. I don't really want to hear the panel. I don't want to hear the debate. Just give us the news. You guys could debate on the talk shows, not when we need the news. And so we're already, our news is opinionated. Our news is already angled. Whether it's CNN, MSNBC, HLN, Fox News, NBC, CBS, ABC, it doesn't matter. We're already getting the angles of the newscasters. You guys are getting my angle. You know, when it comes to health news or whatever, you're getting my opinion. And so I think people eventually are going to really want something where there is just facts. The only problem is, even if it's in fact form, what if it's just a sentence fragment? What if it's not, you know, the full fact? There are always ways to manipulate. And having a society where people are getting fed up with the news, getting fed up with how they're getting the news, and now being told that they're being toyed with, they're going to eventually just, you know, they're going to be vulnerable. And there's going to be somebody coming in saying, I'll give you the news one way, and that one way will still be biased. And that's how people are going to be getting their news. So we need to figure it out. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys have heard of Dr. Bob Sears. He's been in the news a lot. He is an outspoken critic of mandatory vaccinations. Well, he has been placed on probation now for 35 months by the Medical Board of California. He practices out of Southern California, and he was placed on probation this week after penning letters 4 years ago that exempted a toddler from all childhood vaccinations. But Dr. Sears said, "I did nothing wrong." He's an outspoken critic of mandatory vaccinations, so now he's going to be under the scrutiny for 35 months following the decision by the Medical Board of California. Practicing out of Orange County, California, he is accused of failing to obtain a detailed medical history before writing the 2014 letters, which he wrote after the two-year-old's mother described the child's adverse reaction to an earlier vaccination. The doctor said it ended up taking more than a year to receive the boy's medical records, which would include the child's history of immunizations. Sears said he took the boy's mother at her word when she said her son lost urinary function and went limp in response to previous vaccinations. And we're going to talk about that. That's according to the LA Times. He said, isn't it my job to listen to my patients and believe what a parent says happened to her baby? Isn't that what all doctors do with their patients? Sears wrote in a Facebook post, a patient's word is often the only evidence we have. As doctors, we must trust our patients the same way our patients trust us to look after their best interest. He said he agreed to a settlement with the state medical board, which was signed Wednesday, because it was likely that I'd get probation anyway, and to avoid going to trial. After all, I didn't want a child to receive a medical treatment that could cause more harm. I'm going to first do no harm every time, he added in his post. Now, Sears can continue to practice medicine, but will need to take an ethics class of 40 hours of medical education courses a year. During his probation period, he must also be monitored by another licensed doctor. The board also requires Sears to notify all locations where he practices within 7 days of the order going into effect. And this is more than a slap on the wrist. Being on probation such as this for a doctor, that's a pretty heavy, heavy hit. I'm going to talk about that in a sec. But he can't still practice. Rebecca Estep, who's part of an advocacy group for alternative vaccine schedule, says, my parents, myself included, are relieved that Dr. Sears will maintain his practice and continue to serve his patients that rely on him. Now, probation in California is the most common punishment for doctors in California accused of wrongdoing. I mean, to lose your license is pretty bad. And I'll tell you what you have to do to lose a license, but it depends on each state. But Sears said that the board had 4 additional cases pending against him. Sears said, it seems there's an attempt to keep me on probation for the rest of my medical career. Now, the state medical board has taken away 57 licenses while putting 197 doctors on probation in the last fiscal year. That's a lot of doctors taking away their licenses, 57. That's a lot. That means we have a lot of people being idiots in medicine. And I'll tell you some of the other reasons. But let's first go to this one. So we have a doctor that does not believe in mandatory vaccination. He has a right. It really doesn't follow the American Academy of Pediatrics or the American Academy of Family Medicine. I mean, me as a board-certified family medicine doctor, I am pro-vaccine. However, in my practice, if there were parents who were scared to death of vaccines and didn't want to vaccinate, I didn't turn the kid away. You have a sick kid with a sore throat or whatever, I'm going to see the kid. And there are a lot of doctors out there, and there were a lot of doctors in my neck of the woods who would not see a child who wasn't vaccinated. Well, that's not the child's fault. It's the parents' duty. This is the parents deciding not to vaccinate the child. So you have a child with a fever. I'm going to see the child. I mean, whether they're vaccinated or not, I got to take care of the kid. I could fight with the parents all day long. I got a sick kid in front of me. I got to take care of the kid. And you have some parents that are really, really freaked out by vaccinations. They're scared to death. And I get that. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, I get how a parent is scared. I was scared to death giving my kid, who seemed healthy, the vaccines and then seeing him listless the rest of the day. That scared the hell out of me. Knowing that a very, very rare side effect could be a mild encephalitis. I was scared to death. Seen videos of kids, you know, start having issues with their communication skills, etc. I still believe vaccines are safe. I made sure my kids got vaccinated. I still strongly advocate it. But I understand why some patients are scared. So you have doctors out there that are not going to turn these patients away. Are they doing a disservice not agreeing to vaccinate? And I don't know if Sears vaccinates or not. My guess is he doesn't, but I can't say that for sure. They're just saying he's anti-mandatory vaccination. And the reason why this is so sticky, because the average person's like, I don't understand. We vaccinate the kids. We want to protect them from polio and tetanus and chickenpox and mumps, measles, rubella, and flu shot. Why is this even debatable? Well, because you have a lot of parents out there where the child's healthy, and it's against every instinct in their body to inject something into their healthy baby. They just don't get the whole vaccine concept. Or they're afraid that they may be the one in a million chance where something bad happens. And we know that vaccines aren't 1,000% safe. We know that there's a one in a blue moon chance of something going on. And no parent wants to, you know, that to happen to their child. So I understand why there's some people out there going, can I hold off on vaccinations? It's our job as doctors to educate them, going, look, if there is this type of reaction, I've never seen it. It's really, really rare. You know, it's our job to educate them and put them at ease about vaccines, because you could be putting your child more at a disservice not getting the vaccine. But here we have a case where a parent told him, my child went limp. So they tried to get the medical records. How we get medical records is we have the parents sign a form, because you have to have parental permission. And then we send the form by fax or mail or both to the new medical the medical clinic from which it came. Usually we move on. I mean, we're not going to get the records right away. So we'll see the patient. Then we'll see other patients. Then the patient will come back and be like, you know, I still don't have your medical records. Let's send another request. Sometimes we'll call the other clinic. Oh, I never got the request. So you resend the request. We'll resend it. Now, most states have changed their laws saying you have got 30 days to send the records. Some have even changed it to sooner, because medical offices, sending medical records isn't a priority. What had happened is during the dearth of Obamacare, medical offices had a lot of skeleton crews in terms of staff. And to send medical records to another doctor for free takes a lot of staff work, time, toner, whatever, postage, and you don't get paid for that. It's understood that you do, and you eat it. You can charge a patient, but when it's doctor to doctor, no. Nobody's going to pay for it, so it's free. So you're paying for postage, you're paying for time, you're paying for toner, you're photocopying records, and you have patients you have to take care of. You have labs coming in. And in terms of triage, is anybody going to die today? Well, if I don't look at their lab, yeah. If I'm not going to see the patient, yeah. But medical records, I'm sure they're going to be fine. They're under the care of another doctor. Medical records really fall down on the priority list. So I don't disbelieve him that it took a year to get the records. His office should have been maybe more diligent, but still. But if I had a patient that told me, please do not inject that into my baby, the last time that happened, my baby went limp, I have to listen to that parent. Even if I disbelieve that the vaccine really did that, I have got to listen to the parent. The son lost urinary function and went limp? That, to me, sounds like a seizure. If a parent describes that a child had some sort of a reaction, this is what I would do. First, I would ask if the child was seen by a neurologist and evaluated for this. If not, I would send the child to a neurologist to get screened for seizure activity, because going limp and losing your urine sounds to me like a type of seizure or neurological problem. Number two, I would try to get the records. And number three, I would hold off giving that shot. If Dr. Sears had given the shot and there was another reaction, he would have been sued for malpractice. He could have lost his license. We're told do no harm. And I'm not trying to defend him. You know, again, I'm pro-vaccine. But him not giving a vaccine to somebody whose parents said this is what happened to him, I could see why he didn't. And so this issue will not go away in terms of, you know, parents being scared. If parents don't want you to inject something into their baby, how can you do that? It's going to be tough. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said 1 week from today he will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court. The White House, meanwhile, is said to be enhancing its communications team. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
This president wants somebody who has a great experience, deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials.
The heat is going to continue for much of the East Coast, with temperatures being in the 90s and humidity levels making it feel like over 100 degrees. Rudy Hostetler is with an urgent care in Pennsylvania. He shares some symptoms of a heat stroke.
It'll start off, or can start off, with a mild headache, some weakness, sometimes nauseousness, sometimes muscle cramps.
And what should you do if you are feeling like you're having a heat stroke?
Spray some cool water on yourself if you're very hot. If someone's feeling lightheaded, to lay down, prop your feet up.
Hostetler also said to make sure you drink plenty of water when it's super hot. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the plus size movement is promoting body positivity, and it makes women who are not super skinny models feel better about themselves. In fact, Self Magazine is featuring on its first digital cover this week a morbidly obese model. She's pretty. I love her body art. I think the tattoos are pretty, but she is morbidly obese. And I don't like using the term morbid in terms of an adjective descriptor on somebody's look, but in medicine, you have obese, and then you have morbidly obese. And morbidly obese means you could have morbidity with the obesity, diabetes, heart disease, etc., back issues. And so sociologists and scientists from the University of East Anglia said that this plus-size movement is giving the unintentional consequence that people start believing they have a healthy weight. And it could undermine efforts to tackle the obesity epidemic. where, you know, in our country, what, 60% of us are not of ideal weight? And so I'm looking right now at a plus-size model. She's in a bikini, and she is plump. She's still beautiful, and she looks toned, but she's a bigger girl. And me, I was never skinny. I mean, I was slim. I was slender for many years, even after the babies. But then all of a sudden, things changed with our hormones, and I got a booty on me. I got a booty. I got a tummy. I'm not skinny. I'm a bigger girl now, and it sucks. It really sucks. You know, especially since when I was skinny in my 20s, I really should have taken some bikini shots of me, and my 30s, and I was skinny in my 30s too. But I'm looking at this Self magazine cover, and it's being hailed as, you know, monumental, and wow. You know, allowing plus-sized women to be, you know, to relish in their beauty. And women who are not of ideal size, they can be beautiful. So I get that. But I think we do have to start normalizing obesity. So according to Health and Wellness Magazine, the Health and Wellness Magazine itself posted its cover to its Instagram account and included a portion from Editor-in-Chief Carolyn Calistra's editor letter, which explains why the publication gave Tess Holliday, the model, a platform. Holliday identifies as a fat woman, she says. We chose to give her a platform because she has insightful things to say about a thriving in a world that devalues bodies of size. The letter said, we also choose to feature her because size representation is necessary, especially for a national health media brand that can help guide the conversation about what it means to be healthy and how to make health accessible. Then it went on to add that a person's level of health can't be determined just by looking at them. She writes, and moreover, you should know that concern trolling, using a person's perceived health to justify them feeling bad about themselves, is not just counterproductive, but abusive. Some commentators on the post applaud the magazine's decision. One user said, thanks for showing all kinds of beautiful women. Another saying they adore this. So here's the thing. Are we becoming so politically correct that we have to applaud things that, and almost, to me, it's almost insulting to an obese woman that they have to go out of their way to give an obese woman a magazine platform to show, we are for you guys. We are here celebrating that you're beautiful too. How do I say this? You know, when I got into medical school, I had good grades. I think it was like a 3.8 something. I was cum laude. I was honors program. I had good MCAT scores, and I interviewed well. And I got into medical school because I think I deserved it. But part of me thinks that some people thought I got in because I was a girl. Well, they gave it to you because you're a girl. You had an easier chance than a guy. They had enough guys, so they needed more girls. No, that wasn't the case. But it's perceived as that. And so I wished at that time that there weren't these, all right, well, we need to hire more women, so let's, you know, give these girls a shot. I almost wished at that time that that didn't exist, so that those of us women that really didn't make it without sleeping to the top or whatever got our credit due. Well, obese women who are trying to gain equal rights and, you know, reverence, you know, don't necessarily need to be half naked in a bathing suit on a cover. Do you see how that puts us back, puts people back in this country back some? You know, when you over adorn, it bothers me. You know, one concern that a lot of us had with the Academy Awards is when there was one year when there weren't any African-American actors or actresses nominated for Best Actress or Best Actor, then we were concerned that the next year they would to head off the, you know, PR smear that the Academy Awards would over-nominate any and every African-American actor they could just for a PR, just to protect themselves from a PR standpoint. And I'm like, that's going to put African-Americans back with from all the progress that they made. You know, oh, well, did I get this nomination because they were afraid that they were going to be ripped on because there weren't enough African-Americans? You know, we need to be really, really careful with how we proceed in a progressive country as ours. We could be conservative, we could be liberal, but we are progressing, and we're making phenomenal movements against discrimination. But obesity is not healthy. It is not something that we revere. Smoking. We got rid of smoking being beautiful. Well, no. They're a part of the Americans with Disabilities Act. They have a nicotine addiction, so they should be, you know, they should be protected under the ADA, and they should be... No, we got rid of all pictures, right, beautifying somebody who's smoking. We got rid of that. Right? We've slowly started to get rid of pictures of people drinking alcohol. So, you know, should we do the same with people who are obese? And again, she's very beautiful, Tess Holliday. I commend her for, you know, trying to help obese women out there and almost burying it all on this cover. And you do see a lot of breast tissue. That takes guts. But we don't want to normalize a condition that puts you at risk for so many morbidities. Diabetes, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, colon cancer, herniated discs. There's so much disability that comes with weight. And yes, we don't want girls bullied. We want girls to feel better about themselves. Well, then if you want them to feel better about themselves, make them healthier. When you eat healthy and you avoid sugar and you drink water and you exercise, you do feel better. But no, you know, in this day and age, we want it all about, no, you know, we want you to feel accepted. You know, God made you that way. God made us a certain way, absolutely. And then some of us, obesity is in the genes. In my family, every woman, you know, look like a weevil. That's just the way we, you know, with the exception of my aunt, who's a model, you know, every woman in my family got huge. I luckily never got to that point because I was scared to death and I thought being obese would be a bad thing. And I tried my hardest and I've always worked out and I've tried to eat right. And no, I can't get the perfect body and I can't. I can't get my weight to the way I want to. But I'm always going to strive. And obesity is an illness. And, yeah, it's good to make people feel better, you know, but and it's nice. And this magazine cover is, you know, very nice. I think it makes a lot of women feel better. But we really need to become a society that's not overweight. We can't fit into our seatbelts. We can't fit into airplane seats. We're paying extra for fuel because of our obesity and weight. We're taking time off. Our medical insurance is up. It's not something to celebrate. It's something to work on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a federal judge says Kentucky cannot require poor people to get a job to keep their Medicaid benefits, chastising President Donald Trump's administration for rubber stamping the new rules without, quote, considering how many people would lose their health care coverage. They say the decision is a setback for the Trump administration, according to Fox News, which has been encouraging states to impose work requirements and other changes on Medicaid, the joint state and federal health insurance program for the poor and disabled. Kentucky was the first state in the country to get that permission, but the new rules were scheduled to take effect Sunday in a northern Kentucky suburb of Cincinnati. But Friday, U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg blocked the rules, saying it said the Trump administration never adequately considered whether the changes would comply with the central tenet of Medicaid, providing health care for its citizens. The secretary never provided a bottom-line estimate of how many people would lose Medicaid with the new rules in place. This oversight is glaring, he wrote. Now, he was an appointee of former President Barack Obama. For starters, the secretary never once mentions the estimated 95,000 people who would lose coverage, which gives the court little reason to think that he seriously grappled with the bottom-line impact of health care. Judge Boasberg ordered that Kentucky's approval of the project be vacated and sent it back to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services so the process could be restarted. Now, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, a top Democrat on the committee that oversees Medicaid, said the decision is, quote, good news for Americans who think health care is a right, not a prize to be won after a jury's piles of bureaucratic busy work. However, Seema Verna, who leads the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, said the ruling was disappointing and indicated that the administration would appeal the ruling. She said, in the meantime, we will continue to support innovative, state-driven policies that are designed to advance the objectives of the Medicaid program by improving health outcomes for thousands of low-income Americans. So, the program, the reason why there was this issue, is Republican Governor Matt Bevin, who was elected in 2015, said the program was too expensive to continue. He asked for permission to impose new rules, including charging monthly premiums and requiring at least 80 hours of community engagement per month, which could include working or volunteering or going to school. So, again, this is how we're getting different angles of the story. On one end, when it comes to Medicaid and people needing Medicaid dollars for their health care, many of them, if they can't work, that would stink. You lose your job, you lose your health insurance. That was one main issue I've had with this whole thing, even before Obamacare began, is it's a double whammy. You lose your job, you lose your health insurance. So it was nice to have some sort of health insurance in place. And we knew this was going to cost a fortune. Obama's health care law gave states the option of expanding Medicaid coverage to able-bodied adults. And Kentucky is one of the 32 states that chose to do so. However, here's Governor Matt Bevin saying it's expensive. So why can't we charge a little? Why can't we require 80 hours of community engagement per month? That's 20 hours a week. They could work and make money. They could volunteer. Or they could go to school. Now, I don't disagree with that. Rather than sitting home, you could, doing nothing or watching Netflix, you could, with that 20 hours, be helping a charity. You could be doing school, either online school, going to school, or you could be making money and not losing your Medicaid. Why not? I mean, what were the Tsarnaev brothers doing? They were collecting government funds and planning a bombing. I would have rather they got a job. And boy, did they look able-bodied to me. I would rather they got a job or went to school or did something else than try to plan the Boston Marathon bombing. So, you know, the federal judge's decision now blocks those rules. Bevin did not have a comment on the ruling. But he says if the Secretary of Cabinet for Health and Family Services, Adam Meyer, says we will have no choice but to make significant benefit reductions because the state is facing a $300 million shortfall in Medicaid over the next 2 years. These new rules would have helped them save money. So on one end, people are saying, oh, man, Kentucky's ridiculous. Why are you making limitations for people who need Medicaid? Let them get it. There's no money. They're running out of money. How do you divide up what you have? And they're going to be short $300 million. Look at the money we're putting into this. Why? Why is it just, all free? Why is it, you know, and I understand, you got somebody who's blind. You got somebody in a wheelchair. You got a sick kid. I get that. That's what that money is for. But the Tardif brothers? If you're able to put 20 hours of community engagement in, that's fine then. You could get the Medicaid, but do something. Be productive for those who can be. So the Trump administration has argued that Obama's Medicaid expansion essentially created a new program under Medicaid, allowing states, to cover low-income adults with no children living at home, change the nature of the program, and the administration asserted it opened a way for provisions such as work assignments. So states could cover low-income adults with no children. So low-income adults, are they sick? Well, this is where Social Security Medicare comes in. If somebody is disabled, then they get Social Security Medicare. Medicaid is supposed to help low-income. So why not, during your time, while you're trying to look for a job, be a part of the community? So the drive to expand Medicaid in GOP-led states has gotten a boost from the prospect of work requirements, which appeals to conservatives. In Virginia, work requirements are part of a compromise between Democrat Governor Ralph Northam and Republican legislators to expand Medicaid. They say nationally 12 million people have been covered through expanded Medicaid. So that offers health insurance to people making 138% of the federal poverty line, or $16,700 per single person. And again, $16,000 a year is not enough for people to handle, you know, cover their insurance. So I get why we had to expand Medicaid, and that was the one provision I was for with Obamacare. Again, we weren't sure how they were going to pay for it. We still don't know how they're going to pay for it. So now we have a state crying for help. They're going to be $300 million short. Now, by the way, lots of people are exempt from rules. Pregnant women, full-time students, primary caregivers of children and elderly, and anyone designated medically frail. So we're not talking about people who are, you know, wheelchair-bound, blind, who can't work. We're talking about people who can't work. So now it's going to cost more money to try this again. And I don't know what the answer is. Once you give people something for free and then say, look, but we need you to do a little something for it, it doesn't go well. And again, I was watching the news today, and they were talking about how we have a lot of people wanting socialized medicine. They are thinking socialized medicine is the way to go. Well, Medicaid is a form of socialization. And the reason why socialized medicine stays afloat, not well, but barely bobbing its head above water in other countries, is because the tax rate is huge, and you can't have as big a percentage as we do not pay taxes. So it's going to cost one way or another. I would rather, before we get there, figure this out. And I agree, doing some volunteer work, even from home, I don't think it's too much to ask. Or going to school to better your education. 1-877-DELI.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.